We are on Daf Pei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says we hear the Machlokes Abelazar and the Chachamim by Akoi. If it's Chayiv Matonis, if it's Potamin Matonis, if there's a Koy, if there's a Din Kisi Yadam, if there's a Din Oisei Bes Benoi, we had a blazer was the Poiter, the Chomim HaMachayiv. So the Gemara on that Ayin Tesamad Beis asks, that's the bottom two words, by my pligi, what is the machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim? So the Gemara says, b'se v'afilu miktasef. The machloikis of Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim is, if the Torah was machayev aseh, for certain mitzvahs, for isei ves benoi, for matnes kohune, what will be the din if you'll have a behemoth that's a mikta set, it's a partial set? Is Rabbanon Sovri set, vafilo mikta set? Rabbanon say where it says set, the Tanai Achiv is in it set, so afilo yeva mikta set, also the halacha will be that there's the dinay set. Rabbi Lezer Sovar set, veloy mikta set. Rabbi Lezer holds se, when the Torah says se, you need it should be a complete se. Should have a chelik of the animal should be a se. Doesn't have dinei se. Omar Rafa. So after we know now that this is the Yisoida Machloikis, so now all three Machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim by Kisi Yadam, by Matonis, by Matnes Kohune, by Oisei Bes Benoi. So now we'll be able to understand these three machlokes. Amar Rav Papa, Hilkach, Le'inyin Kisei Adam u'Matonis, which we have, that Rabbi Lezer holds your potter, the Chomim hold your chayek, Lo'imash Kachas Elom B'tzvi Habo ala tayosha. It's speaking about, there was a tzvi habo ala tayosha. The bein le rabono, u bein le rabbi leza, misafke lehu, ichoishishin lezera ha'ov oilog. Both of them hold the tzasopik, avichayish lezera ha'ov. Vekomiv legi vise, vafilu miktsasa. So let us just figure out before we see Rashi. Yev atzvi abo ala tayosh. So according to the Chachamim, it's a suffix, maybe yechoshish lezerao, so maybe it's a tzvi. If it is a tzvi, so even though it's not a complete tzvi, so it's a partial tzvi, a mitzvah tzvi, so all the dinim that you have by a tzvi, you have by a mitzvah tzvi. So therefore, a koi, we have a koi that came about to a tzvi abola tayosha. So it's a suffix, maybe it has a chelik chay in it. And there's a chiyuv kisi adam, maybe ein choshish in lezera of, and it doesn't have a chelik chay. So it's potter from kisi adam. So memele, so therefore the halacha is, you cannot shecht a koi in yontif, because she won't be able to make Kisi Adam and Misofik. So that is the svara of the Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer holds that there's no such halacha of Miktas Tzvi. So therefore, a Tzvi Habo Ala Tayosha is the Zichar No Chiyuv of Kisi Adam. It's Zichar Abahema. Because Afilo chayshish in lezera of, all it could be is a mikta tzvi, and a mikta tzvi there's no chiyuv kisui adam. Now let us speak about matonis. We have a tzvi abo ala tayosha. So according to the Chachamim, if afilu choyshishin lezera ha'of, but it's zicha a mitzah seh, mitzah the aim, it's a mitzah seh. So memele, so alt mitzah seh, you're chayim to give matonis. According to Rabbi Elazar, there's no chiyuv matonis on a mitzah seh. Now, it would be ein choyshishin lezera ha'of, so then it would be a complete seh. But since it's a sofik, maybe choyshishin, so it's a sofik mikzase, sofik kuleise, so we say, ha-meitz mechaveri olavaraya nispota for matonis. So this is the svara of Rabbi Elazar. Let us see Rashi. Bese vafilu mikzase achun meforish rav pope voz, hilka. Le'inyin ki si adam klema, hoyul bo kimne, d'telet l'tavayu misafkelu. Both of them are misupik. U'besev afilu miktaseh pligi. The machlokes is, are there halachas by a miktaseh? Le'inyin ki si adam diktoni ein shoichte. By ki si adam it says, in yontif, you're not allowed to shecht a koi. The mashma would seem like this. Vadai, something is chayiv bekisui. Something is avadai chayiv, so then it's chayiv bekisui. Sofek poto. Nimaton is the pligi bo. Is lay mashkachas lo elo betzvi abo la tayosh. Vahodik toni ein shaychtim, you're not allowed to shech takoi, rabononi. Umishum shema chayshishin. The chayish maybe chayishinon lezera ha'ov, the ov is a tzvi achaye, the chayim bekisi. The isluhu, the chachamim hol tzvi, vachol amiktsah tzvi. So there's a tzad, maybe it's a, here's a miktsah tzvi, and there's a chayiv kisi. But v'shema ein chayishishin. The rabbon ha-mesupik, are you chayishish lezera, or yein chayishish lezera? V'shema ein chayishishin. Upata minakisi. Dafilu miktasvi leka. So memele, that's why the Rabbanon hold ain't shechtin as hakoi biyontif, because you're going to get into a problem. If you shechted, you will not be able to make kisi adam, because it's a sofik chaye, sofik kula beheime. And speaking about a tzvi abola tayish. The betayish habola tzviya, you can't say it's speaking about the betayish habola tzviya lekalu kumi. The tikkim kerabonom, the vada ike mitzvah tzviya, ike mitzvah tzviya. If it's a tayish habola tzviya, so there's zikha mitzvah tzviya mitzadayim, vilishchay, so you should shechtem, vilichasi lerabonom. So that's why the Gemara said, the Mishneh, that says Ein Shoichten Es HaKoi is speaking about a Tzvi Abo La Tayish, so it's a Sofik Tzvi, a Sofik Mikza Tzvi, so therefore Ein Shoichten Bim Shochav Ein Mechas. Ule Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Elazar holds that a Mikza Tzvi is also Potter, but they have a Motsi Lukmi, B'tayish habola tzvi. According to Rabbi Elazar, tayish habola tzvi is a sofik mikta tzvi. Shema choyshishin v'leka le mikta tzvi. U'mikta tzlesla, and he doesn't hold mikta. V'shema ein choyshishin v'kula tzviyu u'boi kisui. So you could say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Elazar, and then it can't be talking about by a tayish habola tzvi. Avonechile, look me, the Rabbonon, the Gemara wants to say the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonon. And a tayish abol, a tzviya, will zicha b'chayim b'kisi yadam. So therefore, the Gemara says it's speaking about a tzviya abol, a tayish. Ulinyin matonis. Now, if there's a chiyiv matonis, nami b'tzviya abol ala tayosh. Ula abolozo, pota legamri, d'shem ochoishishin. Maybe we choishish lezera ha'av. And if we're choishes l'zerav, v'leke ela mikzaseh, the aim, there's only a mikzaseh of the aim. V'seh filo mikzaseh, lesley, he doesn't know the mikzaseh. V'kivin the misafkelom, that means ho tzvi abo ala taish. So there's a sophic, is this a mikzaseh, or is this a kuleiseh? Amoitzi mechaveri ola v'raya. So therefore a koi, by a tzvi abo ala taish, according to Abelezer, yapota from Atonis. The sophic mikzaseh, sophic kuleiseh. V'om alei, I see raya dein choshishin. The kulasel, bring a ride and question there up. Ushkail. Ula rabbonon chayiv mia, bachatzi matonis, mimonimshe. Rabbonon hold, you are chayiv, bachatzi matonis. That means, it's zicher vadai amikzase. The ein choishish, in if you're the ein choishin zerov, is kulasel. So it's a kulasel. Vi choishishin, if you're the choishishin, mikzase. Mitzah say is the aim miyayike. There's at least a mitzah say from the aim. Barabonon islu se, vafilu mitzah se. Vishokil palge de sayis. So, the chelik abayetvi abola tayish. The zicher a mitzah se mitzah the aim. And so, memele, that you have to give matonis. The idach palge, the other half is a sofik im choishishin lezera ha'ov, so it's a chay, it's no matan. If ain choishishin, it's also a set. But aim alei aisi raya, dein choishishin, bring a raya im choishishin. The kula sehu ushkel. Ubetayish habo ala tzviya, but it will be speaking about a tayish habo ala tzviya. So then there's a suffix, is it a mikzaseh, is it not a mikzaseh? Like a look me, dim keil rabboni nami lifted, then she be potter legamri from matonis. Nehei nami dafelu mikzaseh omrino, we say mikzaseh, abo milay melondika mikzaseh, atayish abo ala tzviye, if the chachomim ha mesupik im choyshishin lezerao, so who says bachlal is a mikzaseh? Dilma ein choyshishin, V'kula tzviyu, namaitse mechavei reyola v'raya. So that is, so now we explained the machlokes of Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim by Kisei Adam and by Matonis, and it's speaking about Atzvi, Abo Alatayish. That's why according to the Chachomim, Ein Shoichtem, it's a Sofik Chaye, that's why according to the Chachomim, Tzviya Bolatai, she give him Matonis al the Mikzaseh, and Rabbi Lezer Patas, because he holds there's no Chiyav by a Mikzas, so Memele, so there's no Chiyav Kisi Adam, and there's no Chiyav Matonis. Now we hear a third Machloikis by Oisei Ves Benoi. So now the Gemara says, Le'inyin Oisei Ves Benoi. Now the case of Oisai Ves Benoi was as follows. We had here the grandparents were Atayish and Atzvi. They had a daughter which was a koi. They had a daughter which was a koi. And the daughter had a son. So the shail is the daughter, is there then Oisai Ves Benoi by the daughter and the son? That was the shail. The Chachamim say there is a din of Oisei Ves Benoi, and Rabbi Lezer says there's no din of Oisei Ves Benoi. So now, so the Gemara explains as follows. Le'inyin Oisei Ves Benoi, this, the Machloikis, could be understood in two ways. Mashkachas lo bein betayish habo ala tzviya, u bein betzvi habo ala taisha. Now, the Gemara explains. Bitayish habo ala tzviya. So now, we have a suffix, the father was a tayish, the mother was a tzvi. They had a daughter. Now, the chachamim hold, shema choyshishin lezera ha'av. So if it's choyshish lezera ha'av, So the daughter is a mikzah set. The daughter is a mikzah set. So there's a din of oisev es benoi. I have said there's a din of oisev es benoi. Maybe ein choyshishin lezera ha'av. So the daughter is not a mikzah set. So the daughter is a chayim. So memeila, according to the chachamim, misafik, you're not allowed to shech the einikol. Misafik, you're not allowed to shech the einikol. Al tahaloche of maybe the mother's a mikzah set. So memeila, there's a isa of oisev es benoi. Maybe the mother's not a mikzah set. According to Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold the chlal, the concept of mikzaseh. So memeila, there's no suffix whatsoever. There's no din of oisev es benoi. If the father was a tayish and the mother was a tzviya, so it's vaday, there's no din of oisev es benoi, so the daughter is a tzvi. And because I feel it's a tayish, there's no dinim by mikzah set, so there's no din of oisev es benoi. That is, so it's a machloikis, according to the chachomim, there's an isa, misofik, you're not allowed to shech both, maybe choyshishin lezeraov, and according to Rabbi Lezer, there's no isa whatsoever, because I feel a choyshishin lezeraov, there's only a mikzah set, and by mitzvah said, there's no isar of oisoi bez benoi. Now there's another machloikis, bitzvi habo ala taisha. If the mother was a taish, and the father was a tzvi, they had a daughter. Ulamalkis. And there'll be a shayla, lamalkis. Rabbonan sovri. The mother is a tayish. So afilo you will be chayish lezera of sev afilo mikzaseh amrina umalkinalei. That means if the mother is a tayish, so it's zicher a mikzaseh, so there's a din, so the daughter is a mikzaseh, so to shech the daughter with her son is oisev es benoi. No shayla. Rabbi Lezer sovar. Rabbi Lezer holds Isure Ike Malkis Leke. Rabbi Lezer holds, if the mother is a Tayyish, I don't know if Choshish in Lezerov or ain't Choshish in Lezerov. Now, if Choshish in Lezerov, so then the daughter is only a Mikzaseh, so there's no Denaisim as Benay. If ain't Choshish in Lezerov, so then the daughter is a Kuleiseh. So therefore, it is also according to Rabbi Eliezer, but Malkes the Zicha won't be. Yisure Ike Duma Ein Choshishin Lezera Ho, so then it's a Kuleisem. Vaisem Alyu, Malkes Lekem, Duma Choshishin Lezera Ho, Veste Afilu Mikzase Loi Amrina. Let us see Rashi. Le'inyin oisoi ve'es benoi mashkachas lo, oisoi ve'es benoi, le'pluktayu de la'el, there it'll be a machloikis, bein betayish abola tzviye, and bein betzviye abola taisha. Now, betayish habo ala tzviye, ulisure ba'alme komri rabonam, denoyik, the rabonam hold that it's also to shecht the bas together with her son. But also le shechto le nekeva habo min atayish vatzviya im vino. You're not allowed to shecht the koi that came from atayish that was bo'al atzviya. Mishum shema choshishin. Maybe we're chayish lezera ho'o. Ve'ika mikzaseh, maybe there's a mikzaseh. Ve'rabonon islu mikzaseh. The Rabbonon hold mikzaseh. Avol malkis leke. But there's no malkis. And let us stop here for 1 second before we go further. So we're talking about the Chachamim are Mesupik Shema Choshishin Lezero, Shema Ein Choshishin Lezero. Yevatayish Habo Alatzviya. So if Choshishin Lezero, so the Koy is a mitzvah set, so you're not allowed to shech the Koy with a son. If Ein Choshishin Lezero, so the Koy is not a mitzvah set, so Mamela, you're allowed to shech. So Mamela, since I don't know, it's also to shech. You'll ask me, Akasha, do you get Malkus if you shech? Malkus? How can you get Malkus? I don't know if there's an Issa. The Suffolk Issa. If Choshishin Lezera Ha'ov, then there's an Issa. If Ein Choshishin Lezera Ha'ov, so the mother was a Tzviya, so there's no Issa whatsoever. So you'll ask me, Akasha, why you don't get Malkus? So the Kasha doesn't begin. Because it's a Suffolk, if it's also that, you're not allowed to do it. Me Suffolk. But Al Kaponim, you won't get Malkus. This is L'chayre, the Pasha to Teretz, why you don't get Malkus. Now, let us see what Rashi says. Avu Malkus Leket. Malkus, you can't get. Why can you get Malkus? The Shema Ein Choshishim. Vafilu Mikzase Leket. So far, so good. Hilkach, so therefore, maybe Ein Choshishim. Hilkach havelo asro sofik, sot asro sofik, velo ishmo asro, na sofik, that's the machlikus, we say asro fik shmosho, velo ishmo asro, vein malkis velo yasro. So Rashi comes and says, a whole shtik teure, why he don't get malkis? Which is pilei ploy. Da choyne mask an Rashi, the Rashi, Yosef, the Rishash, Rabul Chonon, they all ask an Rashi, you want to ask a kasha? Why then? They don't get Malkus? I don't know if he was even Isser or not. If ain't Choshish in Lezera, I don't know. Choshish in Lezera, ain't Choshish in Lezera. The Chachamim don't know, so how can you give him Malkus? Maybe ain't Choshish in Lezera, there's no Isser whatsoever. Rashi is to say, a host of Torah, Asro, Sofik, Leishma, Asro, in order to give an Oynish, you need Asro, a whole Megillah. Ein Malkin b'loy Asro, Rashi went into a big blot, a machlokes. It's a very shvera Rashi. But the Tiferes Yaakov wants to say pshat in this Rashi. Maybe he's very bothered with this Rashi, but he wants to say, according to the Chachamim are mesupik choishish in lezera, ein choishish in lezera. They don't know. That means they didn't know. I mean, the Sforazoi. He says, what will be if you'll take him to Bezin? You'll be Masrim. You'll tell him that, you're not allowed to shech the koi. Maybe the koi is a mikzase, choshish in lezera. They'll take him to Bezin, and Bezin will be machia that choshish in lezera. That means the Chachomim said, they don't know. They don't know choshish and choshish. But what if you have a Bezin, and that Bezin will be machia, they do know. It's possible such a thing. Will Bezin give him Malkus? So Rashi says Bezin won't give him Malkus. You know why? Because Bishas Tasro, we were before the Psak Bezin. That means Bezin, there could be a Bezin, that means Bashel Usham, as yet we don't know. We don't know, the Chachamim won Machia. The Chachamim didn't know. The Chachamim didn't have a Biru. They didn't know. So if you don't know, but there could be a Bezin that will know. That means that's annoying that old Choshish in Lezera. Kanan old Choshish in Lezera. So what'll be if Bezin will paskin? You'll tell him, don't do it, you might get Malkus. And they slap him to Bezin, and you'll have a Bezin, which will be Machia, Choshish in Lezera. So then you could get Malkus. The Bezin paskin Choshish in Lezera, so Mitzvah, she should get Malkus. So Rashi says, no, you won't get Malkus, because Bishas Asro, the Eidim didn't know what Bezin will paskin. So Memela Ba'asher Usham, it's a Asro Asofik, and you can't get Malkus because Asro Asofik Lo Yishma Asro. That's what Tveres Yaakov wants to say Pshat and Rashi. Neina midachoshishin ikka miktsas se de'en. Then the Luyachoshish is only a miktsas se de'en, according to Rabbi Lezer. There won't be a chiyuv. There won't be an Israel. Or according to the Chachomim, and I'm the Chosh, we can mix and set the aim. So according to the Chachomim, there will be an Issa of Isai the Es Benoit. Let us just see for a few minutes the Tosfos and Daf Ayin Tesam and Beit. And then we'll go further in the Gemara. Ilema, we had a machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, is there an Issa from Oisei Ves Benoi. Is Ilema, so the Gemara said, Ilema the Shachta Lo Vilibro. If it's speaking about that there was a Tayish Habo Ala Tzivya, so Memele, when you shechted the Tzivya and the son, so the Gemara asked, Omer Rav Chisda, Akomoidim Behi Tzivya, if the mother is a Tzivya, so the Zichen no Chiyo Vavoy Tzivya is Benoit. The Tema, Fractaisis, Vidulma the Shochet Leile Tayish of Benoit. The father is a Tayish, and of Benoit, ופליגי עם חוישי של לזרע האב, ונויג בסחורם, אלוי. Maybe פקרת, גמורה has to say, speaking about his three generations, let's say it's speaking about two generations. There was a תאיש אבו על הציביו. And the מחלוקת is it חוישי של לזרע, and the גמורה in the beginning started like that of חוישי של לזרע. So according to the חכמים, according to the Chachamim, you shechted the father and the koi, so you chayev al tzayisiv es benoi. According to Rabbi Lezer, the Gemara held ain't choishes shen lezerav, so you potter. Benoi b'schorim. Eloi, that's the machloikis. So, faktoisvis, v'ho de pligi b'koi, lashminin de benoi afilakoldo. So, if that's the machloikis, so why do you have to talk about a koi? We had already this machlekes Hananya the Chachamim. If you shech the father and the sons, why do you have to talk about a koi? So Tosva says that the Talas Achidish, according to the Chachamim, Bnei Efilu Koldo, there's Bechlal no din on what the child has to be. The whole din is what the father has to be. So L'chayr Tosva means that the Chachamim hold se v'loy mikza se. So the child is zichen not a seb, but you don't need a child a seb. The father, as I said, is a chiyav oisev as benai. So Tosfos says, a tema why the Gemara was groping to find an akimta. But Rabbi Lezer sova, ein choyshishin, avimotza lameima, lekulei alma choyshishin, everyone holds choyshishin, talking about now with three doyres, that there was that let's say a tayish abo la tzivya and the Gemara said so Rabbi Lezer holds ein choyshishin and then the Chacham hold choyshishin. Have a motza lemeim lekul alma choyshishin. Everyone holds choyshishin. Who besef lo mikza seplig in the machlokes is there a din of sef avil mikza seplig like the Gemara lemaise feels ois. Vafilu b'tzviya bola taisha shiol de bas yol de ben. The Gemara could have right away jumped to this mahalach that Rapopa ends up by saying, al de neichel eluk mi plukta b'choshon lezera ha'av, the Messina plukta de tanoi. The Gemara wanted to say, we have already a machloikis tanoi, if choshon lezera ha'av ain choshishin. Avul sefil b'miktas alei ashkan plukta de tanoi, that's why the Gemara avoided to say this. Let us see the next Tosfos. בין לרבונון, בין לרבלזר, לשחוית ולחסי צבי ואפילו מקצה צבי. So the Gemara asked, if it's speaking about, this koi came about from a tayish abo al a tzviyo, so why can't you shech the nyonte? The Gemara then held that you hold zich a tzvi or mikza tzvi, so why can't you shech? Hikshu Rav Rabbi Shmuel Mivardun, Ho gabi matonis, ki emrinin se va filo mikza se, ve choshu mishum ho chikuloi se lishayiv, mikza se doesn't mean that the whole se lishayiv, lishayiv ve chola matonis, no, you give half of the matonis. In kain ochi nami le choshu ki ilu hu kuloi dam tzvi, alachetshoi. That means if you say a koi is a mikza tzvi, so half of the dam is chayev bekisui, half of the dam is potem in a kisui. That means it's a half a tzvi and half a tayish. Ubeperikam de bey amrin, loy koi bilvad omru, el afilu shochat behema chayev oifen is arvu domom zeboze, yeshechter a behema chayev oif, ye have dam of a chayev that's chayev bekisui. You have dam of an oif that's chayev bekisui. You have dam of a behemoth that's potem in a kisui. Also, lechas is beyond it. You're not allowed to be mechas of the dam of the behemoth. Fractois was here the Gemara asked. Here the Gemara asked if the mother was a tzviya and the father was a tayish. So far, the Gemara says, so why can't you be mechas in yontif? I feel a mitzvah tzvi. Fractois is, but there's dam of a behemoth also. If Choshishin was there, this dam of a behemoth, so memele, so how can you be mechasa? Yeshloim ademrin and hosam by bad form of murim b'shtei dekirish. You can't dig out twice, because maybe the second time you're digging out the offal, you're taking it for the dam behemoth, kamisarim. Avo betkira achas, but if you dig out once and you have here dam chayeloi, you can cover everything already. Chayev lechasis, vochanami, kimen shekol mashu, sheboi chetshei dam tzvi, chayev lechasis. Midel rabbonon, misafkehu, michlal de la beleza, pshitele, elohot esanya. So Taisu says, mashme, so the Gemara asks, if rabbeleza is pshitele in choyshishin lezera ha'av, so the Gemara has a problem, so why is a koi potter? If the mother was a tayish and the father was a tzvi, so fakerte you should be mechuyev. Mash mishim the rabbelezer pshitalei kosher leimach paraisa the matonis. V'tem dafilu mesapkalei nami yochalakshis kol kamad lematmina pluktai besev afilu mikzasa. The Gemara said if there's a suffix, if choishishin lezerahov or ein choishishin lezerahov. You say, "Amayti mechaveri olavarai." So Tosfos va'af al gav the Rav Asi kama per kama de bo bekame. The perik beisku gabi achin shecholku ubo balchoy v'toraf chelke shalechet mehem the neitel revie bekarke oy urevie b'mois means oy revie b'mois v'shem de mesapkelei iyoshen ave ilakuches ave. V'noitol misveike machtvi ma'ashoye loy litol, le'motze omelei aisi rai diyorshin avu ushkoil. Let's explain for 1 second what we're talking about. We're talking about like this. There were two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, and they yashened two fields. Reuben yashened one field, Shimon yashened the second field, finally yashened two fields. A bal choiv came and took away the field from Shimon. Finished the... So now the halach is like this. If you hold Achim Shecholku Yerushim, so it comes out that this chelik never fell by Yerusha. I mean, this Kabal Choyf took away, never fell by Yerusha. The father owed money, and so the whole Yerusha is only the field that Reuven took. So now Botla Machloikis, and you divide Reuven's field half and half. That's if you hold Achim Shecholku Yerushim. If you hold Achim Shecholku Lekuches, so, and l'kuchesh aloi b'achayis, so that means, listen, I took this, I sold this to you, you sold this to me, the Baal Chayiv took it from you, a good atog, I don't owe you a penny. So it's a suffix, if Achim Shecholku Yoshim, you should get half a field. If Achim Shecholku Lekuchis, you should get nothing. The Gemara says he gets a quarter of a field. It's a suffix, he gets a half, or nothing, he gets a quarter. And then you don't say, Maitim Echaveri Olavarayim. That's the Isvis Kasha. Then the Gemara says, the Benoit Rabbi Bekalka, Rabbi Bemois means, or Rabbi Bekalka, Rabbi Bemois, Shem the Mesakla Yerushim Havi, Lekuchis Havi. Benoit no Mitzvake Machtim, half of what he should have taken, Shai Lelita, if there would be Yerushim. They must not be like, I say, Rai, the Yerushim Havi, Shkel, Ish Mekoyme, Shatik, Lachami, Machmas, Asobak, Shito, Machtim, Bemoichas, Abayis, maybe someplace else, Mefurish, Boirach, that sometimes the Chazal were misaken, misofik, you do make chalukim. Zok the Gemara weiter. So far we have that a koi is a chaya bola behema bola chaya. That's what we are doing now, that choshen zera, ben choshen zera. Omar, Rav Yehuda, let's go further in the Gemara. Koi beria b'fnei atzma hi lo'echiyu bo chachomim im min behemehi im min chayehi. Let us see what Rashi says. Beria b'fnei atzma v'loi mikloyei beheme v'chayehu bo. So now, Rav Yehuda, a koi does not come at all from a mixture of two minim. The Svirale, he holds in Chayim Misaberes Bibeim Lebeim Machayim. Vohinami Omrine Bobobekame. So Rav Yehuda holds that it's a Berye. And there's a Machlaikis, this Berye, what din does it have? Does it have a din of a Beim or a din of a Chayim? Umiyu Rav Yehuda Lava Livid Rabbe Lezeb Rabbono Noket Milse. He's even speaking according to them. The inu vadei tzvirulu de mikloi behemah v'chayu bo. But he's going, you see, we'll see soon, he has another tana. De mikloi behemah v'chayu bo. Vochinam yamrinem bo bekame. Chutz mi rabbi lezah machlokusay shayim rim chayim misaberes mi behemah. But al koponim, we have here Rabbi Yehuda, we'll soon see, this is a tana, that holds that a koi is a berye b'fnei atmoi, does not originate from a of an evil of a chayin abeim. It's a berye. Leichir bo chachomim im min beheime im min chayye. Rav Nachman Omar, so this is a Rav Yudan Amoyre, Rav Nachman Omar koi ze eil habo. It's a wild eil. And we'll see soon, this means he held it was a vadei chayye. We'll see soon. Kitanoi. So now the Gemara says, this machloikis of Amayroim, Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman, is it a berye or is it a chaya? We'll see, Elabor is a chaya, we'll see, Kitanoi, machloikis tanoi. Koi ze Elabor, with the Tanakama holds, it's a chaya. V'yesh oimrim, ze abo minatayish, minatzviya. And that is like Rabbi Lezon the Chachomet. Rabbi Yosi Yoyme Koi Berye Bifnei Atzmei V'lo Yechiyu Bo Chachomim Imin Chaye Imin Beheime Rabban Shimin Ben Gamli Eloyma Min Beheime That a Koi is a Beheime V'shel Beis Dusho Yoyme Gadlimem Adorim Adorim. That means others want to say it's a domesticated animal. One of the simonim of a Beheime, it's domesticated. So for Kert, they had a dorim of a lot of kois, and it's a behemah. So now we have, in Chazal, there's a four-way machloikis, what a koi is. Either it's a berye, or a chaye. It's a berye, but we don't know if it's a chaye behemah. Or it's a chaye, or it's a behemah, or it's a mixture of a behemah and a chayah, and then we go into the shayla choshen zerav and choshen zerav, mitzasvi. These are the four mahalchim, what a koi is. El habo, El Zocho Hagodu Bayorim. We'll come back to this Rashi, but Rashi says, El Zocho, Seshver Rashi. I mean, Akoyid is a mean of Akoyid. Okay, this is Chorim. What does Rashi say? El Zocho Hagodu Bayorim. We'll come back to this Rashi. Beis Dushoi, Mishpocha Nikreis, Al Shem Ovi, I don't know, this Dushoi. Yeah, and they grew, and they had Adorim Adorim of Akoy. Let us see Toisvitz. Koy Berye Bifnei Atzmo Hi, Amasnisen Bekisei Adam Koy. Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda is going on the Mishnah in Kisei Adam. This Nan, we learned in the Mishnah, V'noyeg Bekoy Bifnei Shu Sofik. Kisei Adam is Noyeg Bekoy Bifnei Shu Sofik. Ben shoychte moise biyonta bim shochtoi. So memele, on this Mishnah that says that is a sofik, if you there's a nitzki si adam, and you don't shecht in yonta, on this Mishnah, Rav Yehuda said, the tan of this Mishnah holds it's a berye. Ulo yakoi shenechluku by Rabbi Lezer the Rabbon in koi, the perish bekuntris. I mean, their koi, they say clearly, it a koi comes about from a, Yehuda says it's a berye, and the chachomim were not machiyah it's a chay or behime. Vimtoima v'livdoik b'simonim dekarnayim. We learned before there are simonim you can how to by the karnayim of a chayah. Kanayim of a chay is different than a kanayim of a behemoth. And from the, there's simonim, the kuchais, and there's different simonim, the chadudais, there's different simonim by the kanayim of a chay. So the fractaisvis, so what shot, so why weren't they machia? It's a berya. Let's examine the kanayim. We have guidelines. The certain kanayim as a chay, certain kanayim is a behemoth. So let's figure it out. Vimtaima velivdoik besimonim de kanai. Yeshloime de epshed lo yechaylam levair bekarnov shaper im chadudai sekruchai shofer. Because they knew all the guidelines, but they didn't know how to be done. Is this called chadudai? They didn't know. He says, well, we have all the guidelines, but lemaise, this animal, they didn't know how to do. There's a Moiradike Rit al Gazi in Bukhoiris that brings down the Rambam. The Rambam says a different pshat than Taisvis. Memel will be for him for Taisvis Kasha. Taisvis learned there's a berya of a koi. There's a berya of a koi. And this berya, so now we have to figure out, is it a chai, is it a behema? So, this generations of koi, Chmein Mishesh Mebereish, this is a koi. But we have to know, is it a chaya, is it a behema? So Mamel, so Taisa says, we have guidelines, you can check out by the Kanai. Taisa says, Chazal didn't know exactly the pshat in the Kanai. The Ramban says, no. A koi is a berya. A koi is a berya that means he's not a chaya, not a behema. He's a berya. He's not a chaya, not a behema. V'lo yichiyu boi chachomim in din. What din does this berya have? Does he have dinei chaya or dinei behemah? But not Taisvis understood pshat, it's a berya. And akochach, it belongs to one of the two families. It either belongs to the chaya family, belongs to the behemah family. We don't know which family to stick him in. So Taisvis says so. We have guidelines. Let's be basic to Kalnayim. The Ramban says, no, it's a berya. It doesn't belong to any family. It's a berya b'fnei atzmoi. Now, this berya, what dinim did the Torah give him? The Torah gave dinim an achaya. They gave dinim an a behemah. This is a berya. What dinim did the Torah give on him? That was the machlokes. You can't ask a kasha, let's check the kanayim. The kanayim is lamal loymoyer. This is the kanayim is only if I don't know if it's a behemah or a chaya. I can check the kanayim. This is neither. It's not a behemah or a chaya. Ze'elabo. V'sover Rav Nachman v'tanekama de b'chayse shuhu vaday chaya. This Eilabor is Abad Echayim. בשייס הנויס ביונטף, מחס אין דומי, ופליגי המסניס. אבל אין לא אמיל לדיתו בהמה, ודם כן כאן הקם אין רב שמעון גמליאל. רב שמעון גמליאל סקליר את הבהמה, סל כוכוך, so this day old, that it's a vadei chai, it's a vadei chai. Dr. Gemara weiter. Oma Rab Zeire, Oma Rab Safre, Oma Rab Amnune, Hani Izi de Balo, they were wild Izim, they were misgadol biyorim. Oma Rab Zeire, Oma Rab Safre, Oma Rab Amnune, Hani Izi de Balo. Now these were wild Izim, and let's just give a little hakdome. These wild Izim, they didn't know exactly what they were. They were called Izim, so from the shame it seems they're behemoths, but they didn't look like Izim. They looked like a different animal. So this was the Shaila. What are they? Are they Izim? Or are they another animal? We're talking about are they Izim or are they Chayis? They were wild ones. They were not domesticated. Ani Izi the Bala. So Rav Amnune said, Sheireis Lagabi Mizbeach. Tekosha Lagabi Mizbeach. Savalok Yehoda Omer. It's a behemoth. It's an ace. Savala kihoda omarabitut, esa behemis mona kosod besuloi. There's 10, meaning the Seira said 3 behemis, and Boka time, which is Tvosim and Izim, and 7 chayim, which are kosher. Now, if this Izi the Bali is not an ace, but there's another mean. This is a chaya. Izi the Baal is another chaya. As the behemoth monaco, so the suloi bahani midolei kachoshim bahadei chaya. That means if it's another chaya, so the Torah should have mentioned it. Shma mino the eiz ninu. So al koch, if it wasn't mentioned, the Torah did mention izim are behemoths. So this masama must be a behemoth. Aye, it looks different. It's an ace. It looks different, but it's an ace. Maskit lo ravache bayake be'ema. Who told you there's only 7 chayis? Be'ema ayo utvi prat. Kol be'ema klau. Prat o klau nasa klau meisif ala prat. Iketuve. Maybe there's more chayis. This pasuk starts God with chayis, so maybe it's a prat for klal, and there's more chayis also, so could be it's a chayis. He told them, "Im ken kalhani prata lomali." Why did they say, "I'll leave the yachma"? If Lamai says there's a whole bunch, there's more chayis also, which I'm with them. So why does the Torah have to mention these names? There's much more also. So the mentions all these 7 names, it's a raya, it's not a pratakla. Maskiv lo ravache bereida ravike, vedume mina da akri ninu. So, we'll see Rashi, Amurid Kazach, Chazal did not know what an akri was. So, Mamele, so he said, well, it's not from the 7 chayas, so it has to be an name. Could be, you know what an ake looks like. I don't know, it's an ake. Maybe this is an ake. Maybe this is an ake. Maybe we don't know what an ake is. Amale rabache berei derove le rabashi. Amale rabache berei davidi le rabashi. Dilma mine de sa'oi, I mean it is omanino. It means these 3 meanim. Chazal did not know what they are. The Torah says there's 3 meanim of chayis. Chazal didn't know what they were, so Mamele, so could very well be that this is a soy, this is a akoy, this is a zomer. So the raya falls off, I see. Rav Amnune Paskin, Aber nun der Patschen, die kippe die Macke, weil auch gab ihm es weg, kurz der Kämpf wie ein Chaie. Ich sag, who says der Kämpf wie ein Chaie? Because there's only seven Chaies. Maybe this is one of the seven Chaies. So we have this in front of us. It doesn't look like an ace. It's called an ace, but maybe it's like a... Nama le rachana le ravashi, amein mishori tarbayu. Amein matake held it is a Chaie. Amein said that the Chaleb is Musa. Let us see Rashi. Easy the Bali, easy Alabonim. Bali Ya. Sheret forgot me, Miss Bear. A lot higher thing, Alabahimus. As the Bahimus Monarchos of Lesser Achille, Sher, Sex, Son, and Satan, the three Bahimus. I, you'll see the Achmavat, the Bishop, the Soy, the Zama. In on the way, Bahimus, the Chayek, Sher, the Boyle. Hashlano, easy the Bala, Lekal, the Swooky, Shemam, in Chayek, Sheret, the Rukam. The Suleke, with the Loi Moninu Lahadok Bahadi Chai. If there be another Chaye, it is the Balach, Mamino Bachlalei Zain. The Kochot and Eis, Veiz Behemu. Maskev Lo Ravach, and Nehei Nami Dein Oidin in Chai Shle Yusku Kam, Akati Minolon de Mineisu, Dilma Mine Daka Minu. Dlo Yedinu Mainiu, we don't know what an Ake is. Oisoi, Oizoma, Anach, Dlo Bekinebu. The Dilma Hani Ninu. Then the Gemara says, Ameinu v'shori tarbayu l'achile, v'svirolei chayif nino. He took a hell, it was a chayif, not the way Rav Amnon Paskes.